For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Well, you know me. I'm a bit of a trot monster. I love to walk around. I love to get my steps in every day.
What a way to describe yourself as an active person. I'm a trot monster.
Yeah, well.
I'm a step demon.
Yeah.
I'm an absolute trippy-trappy goblin, you know? Come on, man. Tippy toes, there
we
go.
I like to get my hooves out on the pavement, you know. Like, anyway, I do like to walk quite a bit, which is great. But there is something that I have found here in Geelong quite confronting, and it's something I brought up on the show a few months ago.
Okay.
So I was, what are you?
This is you just banging on every few months about how people don't smile at you when you go for a walk.
But wait. You're so rude to me.
What stranger wronged you?
Let me tell you the story.
Okay.
So I was down at the waterfront recently and I went for a big walk, went all the way down to Rippleside. I probably saw so many people along the way. And as you know, I like to do the wave and the smile as you go past. Or
you're good at it. You're good at it. I think you've got a very, because you know how there's the face you can do and it is a bit over the top. And then there's the one that's very just like, bit under the top, that you've got the perfect casual, I'm on a walk, smile and like, hey.
Well, I'm not trying to stop someone for a chat.
Hi!
You know? So it's quite obvious. It's just a wave and whatever. Yeah. And I would say, walking along that waterfront, I'm about a 90% success rate.
Nice.
I mean, no, sorry, 90%.
Oh, fail rate.
Fail rate. 10% success rate. So
sorry,
I would say out of 10 people, you're getting a wave out of one.
Okay.
Really poor stuff.
Yeah.
We're a community. Let's get the sense of community happening out and about.
Well, you've been walking in three areas lately. You've been walking along the Barron River, and you've been walking in Torquay as well.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the best wave hotspot?
Well, let me tell you what happened on the weekend. So I thought I'd do a bit of a vibe check at Point Addis.
Yes. Yeah.
Bit of a vibe check, right? Yeah. So I clocked them. There was 12 attempts of getting a wave and a smile. We're putting this to the test. Obviously, I had heaps on this weekend.
Very busy. Ticking things off the list.
So out of the 12 attempts, I managed to get 8 waves back. That is a 66% strike rate in the positive way.
Yeah.
How good is that? Point Addis, hotspot for waving.
Well, Point Addis, so waterfront for me here in Geelong, like there's so many people that live around the Geelong city area, the CBD. So like there's so many people, different vibe to the incredible coastline of the Surf Coast in between Torquay, Bells, Anglesey, Aries, all those beautiful places. You got to remember like the median average income of someone probably walking around the Surf Coast compared to someone here in town.
No. It's got nothing to do with
They're happy because they're going back to their 5 acres.
No.
Cliffside mansion, mate.
I don't think it has anything to do with that.
Well,
I
you're
think
it's the walking there, so that, mate,
I think it's also when you're in the city, it's that city, like, you know, I guess it's that city headspace.
Mm.
And so people are just keeping to themselves.
Ocean
they're
air.
Not doing it. And I think when you get further out, it's that country, beautiful attitude that people do have out rural. And I just think we need to do better.
All right. You're on watch. You're on blast if you're out there and Davo spots you. I want out of you now, and I'll do the same now.
Mm-hmm.
If I do the wave and the g'day and I don't get a response, I'll go over and go, hey, what's going on here? Hang on. Hey, we're just doing a survey. Why have you not? And then they go, you freak me out. I go, all right. I feel like you'd be freaking out people less than me.
Well, I'm going to be doing this at every place I go to really find out where the hotspots are.
By the end of the year, can we have, like, on a map,
Davo's
hotspots for friendliness?
Of course.
Now we're talking and we're walking. Tim and Davo. I'm going to get on the front foot with this. If you've got a queasy stomach, sorry.
Oh, no.
Like, it's just a story. It's just a story I've seen. And maybe because I've been a bit unwell lately myself, I'm gravitating towards it. But in New South Wales, there has been a horrendous thing happen. Somebody was on a bus, not feeling that flash, up the back, and they've had a bit of a spew.
No, far out.
Careful.
It said far out.
I know, but the F took way longer than it should have. And unfortunately, so this person's been unwell. They've had a bit of a spew. It has, because of the angle of the ramp, gone from the back of the bus, gone down those like nice little steps, pooled at that area where the middle door is.
Like a little waterfall.
Yeah, like a
Like a water feature.
Like Erskine Falls on the Great Ocean Road. You're beautiful. Welcome. And, yeah, people are pretty unhappy about it that someone – but, like, that wouldn't have been the first time that someone spewed on a bus. But spewing on a bus, you would have to be – like, you know when you need to spew and you're holding it in, you just go, I just need to get somewhere that's a safe environment for me to be sick. And if you, like, catch public transport, that is really putting yourself out there to be like, I have a journey here. I'm not in a safe zone. Hopefully I can make it to a bathroom or to a bin or whatever.
The poor person. But I feel like if, when you know, you know. Like when you something's gone wrong, you wake up and you're just like, nah, it's happening. I just know it's going to happen.
As someone who's had gastro, me and my son, in the last 2 weeks, I was lucky enough that it all ended up in the loo. And I lived in that little tiny 1 meter by 1 meter toilet in our house for an entire night. Tiles are never more comfortable when you've like got food poisoning or you're sick like that.
Yeah, I feel like I get really scared about throwing up when I'm going to throw up.
Oh, it's not nice.
It's not nice. So I feel like I'm always around a bathroom when that happens. I have had a few goes where it's been like in my backyard where at my mum's house.
Paint the picture.
Well, look, I used to work as a nightclub MC, so it was a bit of a late night for me. And I'd gone to bed naked.
A lot of people sleep in the nude.
Of course. And I've woken up and I thought, something's not right. And I went to run into the bathroom, realised it was occupied. So I ran into the backyard. We've got really low fences where I was living, fully starkers. And I just bent over to throw up. And I've heard, behind me. I mean, it was my mum, Irene.
Rainy.
She was having a moment out the back,
she punches a few moments.
She punches a few playing darts, you could say. And she just says, "Oh, Lauren,
in the nude."
Yeah, it was a terrible moment for both of us.
When was the last time you spewed?
This morning.
What?
Why are we talking
Why
about?
Why did you spew this morning? Are you okay?
I just had an upset tummy this morning. I'm all right.
Why are you here?
No, I'm fine. No, I'm not sick. I'm fine. Obviously. Why are we talking?
Why did you spew this morning?
I just was unwell. It's not morning sickness. We can all relax about that.
Nobody was concerned. 52232955. Where'd you spew? Rule is, can't be in a bathroom, can't be in a bin.
Mm-hmm.
I want areas in the house that you're not happy with. I want in public. I my worst spew, I've got two. One was at the front of Footscray High School. I was coming back. I picked up my wife from Harry Styles a few years ago. We were coming back to Geelong. We're on old Geelong Road. And I was like, I had food poisoning. I didn't realize it. And I said, I need to pull over. And I just found some like little slip lane, found the grass. And I was like, blah, whatever. Looked up. High school.
Not good.
Not good. And then there was a time in the UK on the side of a church. Didn't realise it was a church. It's just a very well-bricked building. Eden in Port Arlington, where'd you spew?
Well, it wasn't me. It was my brother's friend when we were kids.
Okay.
When we were coming up here to look at houses to buy, we decided to bring my brother's friend with us this weekend. We went to the park and we're on that... those spinny apple things.
Yes.
On the drive home, he decided he felt like he was going to be sick, so he grabbed my brother's hat off his head and spewed in that.
Oh,
and
no.
And handed it back.
That's not good. That's not good. That's a terrible thing.
Give me your hat. It's crazy.
Oh, but in desperate times, though. Yeah. And did the hat get a wash? Did it get back on your brother's head?
No, I'm pretty sure my brother didn't want anything to do with that hat after that.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. All right. Ebony and Cario, we hear yours was on a train. Is that where you did a spew?
Yes.
What happened?
It was a week after my 18th, and I decided we're going to have another party.
Yeah, of course.
And I brought a slab of Cruiser Double Blacks.
Drink responsibly, obviously.
But there was five left the next day. I did it properly.
Yeah. All right.
And we just got on the train and it started moving. And I said to my now husband, I'm like, oh, we're going to have to catch the next one. I need to go for a spew. He goes, we can't. It's just started moving. I'm like, well, where's the toilets on this train? And he goes, this one doesn't have any. And I'm like, well, what am I going to do? And he goes, oh, hang on. Empties out his backpack. And goes, use that.
No.
So I proceeded to fill that up, passed out, and then he woke me back up at South Geelong.
All right.
where the cold air hit me and I decided to fertilise the garden as well.
That's nice. Oh, my goodness.
Busy. Anthony. She's had a busy...
zip that backpack straight back up, we
busy
reckon.
Day.
Okay. Lastly, Lloyd in Armstrong Creek. I don't know what we were hoping for, but
we're
achieving
upset?
This. Lloyd, where'd you spew?
It wasn't me, but it was my best friend's friend. Well, she copped a good one while out clubbing in Melbourne, and I was catching from my beauty sleep when I got the phone call at about 2 in the morning to come pick her up all the way from Melbourne CBD all the way back to Geelong. And at the pool a few times on the freeway just for her to be sick.
I'm aware.
Lloyd, I'm so sorry.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
So I've been giving the dating scene a bit of a nudge lately, just giving it a go, you know, out there trying my hardest.
Dipping those hairy toes back in the water.
Hairy toes is a hideous thing to say about me. You know,
sorry.
I've got gorgeous feet. And you, on the other hand,
do
hobbits.
I?
Hobbits.
You did send me a video of someone putting their toes out of their car window to feel the fresh hair in their hair, and it was their toe hair. And I've never related to something more in my life.
I didn't send that to any other one of my friends except for you, because I knew that was all Timmy.
I've genuinely had a trimmer clag up in my toe hair before.
Yeah, that's gross. That's a bit of an ick. And that's kind of what I want to talk about.
Oh, no.
Because I think the thing is that icks, they can pop up in unexpected places. You don't realise that something's not going to be for you
100%.
Until you see it or it happens and you're like, yeah, that wasn't it for me.
Like, and you might be with someone and you think, oh, they're the best, and then you go out for dinner and they, like, argue with, like, a waitress or a waiter or, like, with management, and you go, what is this? This is not what I thought this person was.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and these icks can really pop up anywhere. Look, there's a trend happening at the moment, right? I want to take you into the online world, and it's a lot of AI trends. You might have seen it recently after the Met Gala. A lot of people were then putting their photo into ChatGPT and creating an AI version of them at the Met Gala looking incredible.
Yeah.
And then they're putting that up on their stories and posting that. And that
like
has been going...
was at the Met Gala.
Yeah, that's been going nuts. There's another one that's out there at the moment where you can look like you're sitting in the crowd at like a baseball match as a celebrity. So you're sitting there and it's a video and it's your likeness completely in this crowd and just looking gorgeous on the camera, like as if the camera's panned to you at one of these games.
Yeah, I am... I know you know this, but I really don't like chucking my image in AI.
No, I know.
Not a fan.
You're not a fan.
So I don't like that stuff.
I mean, they're going to get you anyway. They've already got you. If you've got Instagram, if you've got anything like that, they've got you. So it's too late for
thanks.
You.
Go.
Cool. I'm just a bit of a PSA for everyone. So if you wanted to do one of those trends, you're more than welcome to.
Okay.
But this ick popped up to me on Snapchat. Now, on Snapchat, they have these AI filters.
Oh, no way.
Much like they do on Instagram, much like they do anywhere else. But the way that these work is that you can group in someone else on your Snapchat to be part of your AI image that's popped up.
Mm.
Now, this bloke... this bloke, like... you know, he sent me one the other day and he put my AI image with him and it was us all dolled up to go onto a red carpet situation and I felt embarrassed immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately.
That's not great.
There was that one, right?
Oh,
that was the
one.
First one. And I thought, oh, that's I'm embarrassed by that. I sort of replied and said, what is that? That's awful.
Mm. And he thought,
well, she likes this.
Yeah.
Because we've been in first class, baby.
Another man, another first class.
We've been in first class. We've been on the front bloody seat at a basketball match. We have done it all. And I have never been more turned off in my life.
Yeah. Are you turned off in yourself because you're not living that life, that high roller life? Or you just don't, it's the AI, it's the you being included.
It's the AI. Yeah. It's us being on a red carpet. I don't know you, sir.
Yeah.
I don't like any of it.
I don't know you, sir. Yeah, I mean, it is a hint where you could be like, hey, you could take me to these places instead of the pub six times in a row, you know?
It's Tim and Davo. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
Look, Australia's famous for lots of things, you know? It's culture, the beaches.
Steve Irwin,
the big three. And you would say the Australian accent and the Australian language is It's quite out there in the space of the world.
It's beautiful. It's broad. I love it.
We have very unique sayings, like any country, but apparently the younger generation are moving away from some, what I guess you and I would call iconic Aussie slang words and phrases.
Yeah,
and
okay.
I've got a list of the ones that the younger generations are moving away from. And I don't want you to take this as a personal attack, because maybe if we take all of these away, you might not actually be able to be vocal on the show.
Great.
So one of them is fair dinkum.
Oh.
So, you know, the ultimate way to see if something's legitimate or not, like, is that fair dinkum? That's on the way out. Stone the Crows, never have been a Stone the Crows guy myself.
I've never been Stone the Crows, but definitely Alf from, what do you call it, Home and Away, yep. He loved to Stone the Crows.
Crikey's in the list, Davo.
Nah, that'll never die, not with the Irwins hanging around.
I'm a bit upset about this one. She'll be right.
Nah.
Because if she's not, then who is? You know?
She'll be right. It's got to stick around, surely.
Dag, calling someone a dag, like a little bit of a dag. Is that something you would say, Lauren?
Absolutely. I would call you, my friend Tim, not a dag, of course. Right.
Grouse is also on the list. Okay. So,
Grouse does feel performative in 2026.
Like if I was like, oh, Davo, the hat you're wearing today looks grouse. Would you think that's genuine?
No, not from you, no.
Well played from you. Absolutely. 100% correct there. The Dunny. The Dunny's okay. Shipping off. The younger generation doesn't want the Dunny.
Well, they call it the Toot.
Toilet, I reckon they might just be Toot the loo. Servo is on the list.
Oh, that's a lie. That's a lie. Servo's not going out. We love adding an odor things.
100%. Maybe the younger generation knows
them. Are these city slicker Gen Zs?
I'm not sure.
They have a different way of living. And tell you what, head out a little bit regional. Mate, these are not going anywhere.
Butte's also on the list, Davo. I would never say Butte. Oh, she's a Butte, you know.
I think I literally used that on the weekend.
Again, we're really taking away from your vocab here. Last one. This is borderline crime. Rack off.
Oh, nah.
What, you want me to say F? You want me to say F instead, the younger generation?
No. Rack off's a great way.
Rack off.
You're getting the point across. It sounds vulgar without it being vulgar. Rack off.
Rack off. And
on that R.
You can say that to a group of young kids riding around on e-scooters
in
Armstrong Creek. That's just a specific example that maybe I was faced this weekend with. But a rack off goes a long way. So those are some words. There's a full list and a full description of these words at our website, krock.com.au. We do have a younger person that works here, but I know you don't like when we invite younger people in because it implies that you're not 35.
Yeah, look, I don't feel that that's a necessity thing to do, especially if they're going to be saying things like this and getting rid of our beautiful language.
Well, we won't be having that then, will we?
You beauty. No, they can rack off.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.